Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee for the opportunity to testify today. As you all know, there's a well-worn pathway to build a natural resources project in America. You file your permit application, you go to the Corps of Engineers. Corps of Engineers selects an independent contractor to do an extensive environmental impact statement and then makes a decision on your permit. In fact, the environmental organizations refer to the environmental impact statement as the Magna Carta of environmental protection, and in fact, I agree with them on that characterization. In our situation, however, EPA decided to abandon this well-worn pathway. And for the first time ever in the history of the statute, it's issued an intent to veto our project before we've even filed a permit application. The question is, why have they done this? A starting point in that analysis is recognizing that there's no environmental harm that will happen whatsoever if we're simply allowed to go through the permit process. We don't get to build a mine. We don't get to turn a shovel of dirt. In fact, we go through the permit process. But you don't need to speculate on why, because we've found documents, internal documents within EPA, that clearly explain what their motive is, what their intent in establishing this precedent is. The first one is that they want the opportunity, when there is a controversial project before them, to take jurisdiction away from the Corps of Engineers, away from the state, and to leave it unilaterally with EPA. Second, and this is language straight from EPA documents, they want to establish a precedent for proactive watershed planning for sustainability. They want to be able to go out there and look at a watershed and decide whether or not it should be a park or it should be something subject to development. They want something akin to local zoning authority to reside within EPA. They want to be able to zone the watersheds of America. I don't think the Clean Water Act gives them that authority. The problem is when a federal agency wanders off the well-worn pathway, there's opportunity for mischief. And here that mischief has been extensive. As detailed more in my written statement, and as Secretary Cohen just eloquently testified to, EPA, in my view, predetermined the outcome with respect to Pebble. That's what the documents show. And they manipulated the process in order to get to that outcome. Just a couple of examples, and the record is full of many of these examples. EPA says that they initiated this process because petitions were drafted by Native tribes and submitted to them. The documents show that as early as January, the year before these petitions were submitted in June, an EPA employee and an environmental activist colluded to draft those petitions and then circulated them to the tribes that signed them. In addition, they worked together, an EPA employee and an environmental activist, to draft the decision memo that would be used by the regional administrator. This was being done before the petitions had even been filed. And the decision memo, the EPA decision memo, was being drafted not just in EPA, but was being drafted with the participation of environmental activists. I worked in a federal agency that dealt with environmental issues. And if that had happened on my watch, that employee would have been fired that day. That's how egregious this conduct is. The BBWA that resulted from this has been characterized by EPA as good science. It's not good science. How in the world do you take a scientific look at the environmental impacts of a project when you don't know what the project is? There's no project on the table. Second, what they did to get around this is they assigned a biologist in Alaska to design the mine that they assumed Pebble would design. And that biologist designed the mine, Phil North, designed it so that it would have the most egregious environmental impacts, so that they could use those impacts as their justification for deciding that the mine should be vetoed. Phil North, by the way, fled the country in order to avoid a subpoena from another committee of Congress. Look, the impact of this preliminary veto, this preemptive veto on Pebble, has been devastating. But it's not just an impact on Pebble. This is going to have an impact across the country. We have invested $750 million to get ready to go into permitting. And EPA is trying to tell us unilaterally that we cannot even initiate the permitting process. If you send that message to people out there regarding natural resource projects across America, nobody's going to stand in line to file permits. Nobody's going to invest in the permitting process. Thank you for your time today.